It's Friday, and Sonia Sorich is here.
Hey, Steve.
Sonia is the Sacramento Business Journal's digital editor. We talk on Fridays. A group of urban core developers have bought a downtown Sacramento building once planned as a sporting goods store, and that group includes some familiar names.
The partnership that bought the building includes executives with D&S Development, which is a well-known name on the local real estate scene. The building that we're talking about is at 730 I Street, and the purchase price was $6 million. This three-story building covers 72,000 square feet, and it also includes a basement and a 100-stall parking lot.
What happened to those plans for a sporting goods store?
San Francisco-based Sports Basement was once expected to fill the space, but with this most recent development, it appears that the company has dropped those plans. It looks like the retailer just couldn't make the numbers work for a local store. Now, obviously, we see that brick-and-mortar retailers are facing lots of challenges right now, and some sporting goods stores, such as Sports Authority and Sport Chalet, have been hit particularly hard by those challenges.
Any idea what's planned for the downtown building now?
The development process for the site is just getting underway, but those involved in purchasing the building say there are lots of options, including office, retail, residential, and even hotel uses. The building is close to Golden One Center and the planned Rail Yards development, so lots of options there.
All right. So speaking of major planned projects, a new restaurant is joining the Ice Blocks project in Midtown.
This project we're talking about is around 16th Street there in Midtown, and the new restaurant concept is called Beast and Bounty. It comes from Michael Hargis and Brock McDonald of Lowbrow and Block Butcher Bar, two other businesses in Midtown. And this week, Michael Hargis told me that the new eatery will aim to find a common denominator between carnivores and herbivores. It will fill about 2,500 square feet in the Ice Blocks. It will have features such as an exhibition kitchen and courtyard seating. It will be open for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and the restaurant could open by early September.
Well, with this new restaurant, will we see any changes at Lobra?
We won't see major changes. Actually, the operators expect there will be some interplay between Beast and Bounty and their other businesses. They are bringing in pastry chef Edward Martinez, who is a familiar name on the local dining scene, to help with Beast and Bounty. And so actually, there's a chance that his unique pastries could eventually end up at Lowbrow as well.
Well, you mentioned desserts. An international chain serving Greek frozen yogurt has announced plans to open its first local store.
Yes, Chillbox Greek frozen yogurt from Greece. Area developers are planning a location near Kasumnes River College that's expected to open soon. It will join three other Chillbox locations in the United States, all of which are on the East Coast.
What can customers expect?
The business has a self-serve setup with Greek frozen yogurt in flavors ranging from mango to Madagascar vanilla. Toppings are also offered along with coffee and some grab-and-go snacks. Now, Chillbox is aimed largely at health-conscious consumers. Its Greek frozen yogurt isn't only designed as a dessert. The local store is expected to open at 7 a.m. daily.
Finally, two projects in Midtown suggest there's a business market for something other than food and material goods, mindfulness.
That's right. Humani Pilates, which was founded as a locally owned exercise studio, recently completed an expansion that more than doubled its size. Now, Pilates exercises remain a primary focus at the building, but with the expansion, the business is also becoming a wellness space that will host meditation classes and workshops. And not too far away in Midtown, a construction project is underway at Zuda Yoga to basically create a gathering space at its studio, which will soon celebrate its 10th anniversary.
Well, do these local projects indicate any sort of larger trend?
Anecdotally, there's some evidence that interest in yoga and meditation has grown as national political tension has escalated. But beyond that, there's also evidence that people are simply buying less stuff and looking for fulfillment through experiences instead of things.
Thank you, Sonia.
Thank you.
There's more business news at capradio.org/business. This is Capital Public Radio.